Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Electric Ireland has announced a 10% cut in domestic electricity prices and a 12% reduction in gas charges. The changes will take effect from the 1st of November. But as we've been hearing, the Taoiseach has told this programme it's not enough. He'll be looking for further cuts in the course of the autumn. Well, with us now here in studio is Pat Fenlon, Executive Director of Electric Ireland. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme. So we've seen other energy providers cutting their charges. Energia down by 20%, two cuts from Pinergy as well. The most recent one, almost 10%. How did you arrive at these figures of 10 and 12% for electricity and gas, respectively?
Yeah, good afternoon, Brian. Look, I have to acknowledge, first of all, this is a very difficult time for customers. Over the past couple of years, we've seen extreme rise in wholesale energy markets, which has resulted in very significant increases for retail prices for electricity and gas. Look, I'm pleased today to be able to announce the decrease of 10% on electricity unit rates and standing charges for both electricity and gas. And look, while energy bills still remain high, we have to remember wholesale energy markets are still at very elevated levels compared to before the crisis. So, for example, the forward 12-month price for gas is about 300% higher than it was in the middle of 2020. And that is a reality of a cost input that we have to manage. In relation to other competitors, we have provided right throughout the crisis one of the lowest standard rates in the market. And just to point out, we've applied this decrease to both unit rates and standing charges. And after this decrease, we will have the most competitive standing charge in the market.
Wholesale prices remain very high compared to they were before the pandemic and the war in Ukraine, but they have come down and come down very sharply and very significantly, haven't they, over the last year? I'm looking at the figures here from the single energy market operator. Year to date, that's to the end of July, a 39% reduction in wholesale energy prices in the just in the month between June and July, down 18%. That's a lot more than your 10 and 12% cuts announced today.
Yes, thankfully, we've seen significant reductions from the peaks that we saw last year. But I think it's important to remember that, you know, Electric Ireland, in common with most suppliers, buy their electricity, wholesale energy on a forward basis, so not on the spot market. So what that meant in the case of Electric Ireland, the increases, which were significant on the way up, were not as high as the increase in wholesale energy prices. At one stage, in the middle of the crisis, prices were up by 15 to 20 times. So it does mean we had smaller increases on the way up, so we would not get up to the same height as the wholesale energy markets, but it does mean then there's a slower trajectory.
You're saying you're not able to offer consumers cuts of the order of what we've seen in the wholesale market, almost 40% in the year so far, because you're still locked into these forward deals?
On a phase basis, so we are now coming out of the more expensive prices that we would have had in our book, so to speak, that, you know, the gradual purchase of power, but that is now coming out, and that has fed into the reduction that we're passing on today. And as we have said throughout the crisis, we're committed to providing best value to our customers, and we'll continue to do so. And today is a step in that direction.
We have to take you at your word on this. I mean, you don't publish any data to back up these claims.
No, but because we're operating in a competitive commercial market, but what I think what's important to remember, we have provided one of the most competitive prices in a competitive market right throughout this crisis. We're providing the best value to customers in the market on a consistent basis throughout the crisis, and we're passing on reductions as soon as we can to our customers.
So you don't publish the data on your hedging, but we do know how profitable your parent company, the ESB, is. And most recent figures for last year, €847 million in profits.
Yes, yeah, so just a couple of things to say there. So first of all, Electric Ireland is a ring-fenced, regulated retail energy company in a competitive market, and we have to operate on a standalone basis. We cannot use profits from other parts of ESB to reduce or subsidise prices to end users. That's a reality we have to deal with. I should also say, in 2022, we passed on all profits that we made in Electric Ireland back to our customers through a €50 credit at the start of this year. And just in relation to ESB Group, while yes, those profits were significant, I would point out that over half those profits go back to the state in the form of dividends and taxes, and the remainder is used to invest in critical energy infrastructure.
Right. What about the prospect of further reductions now in the next couple of months?
Well, look, I can't give any forward comment at this point in time, but hopefully we will see continued stability and maybe further reductions in the wholesale energy markets.
And if we see that, will there be reductions in prices?
Well, look, we'll have to wait and see. The markets are very volatile, but we are committed to passing on reductions as soon as we can, dependent on the the wholesale energy markets, and that's what we will do.
So when the Taoiseach says that it's not enough, more needs to be done, he'll be looking to speak to you and the other utility companies in the next couple of weeks, he says. What are you going to be saying to him?
Well, look, we look forward to engaging with the Taoiseach. But look, we understand and acknowledge this is a really difficult issue for our customers, because energy bills are still roughly double what they were before the crisis. We're passing on a 10% decrease, which will help, but we're still looking at very elevated bills for customers. So, as I said, we will continue to pass on reductions to our customers as soon as we can, and provide the best, one of the best prices in the market, which we've done throughout the crisis.
Very good. Pat Fenlon from Electric Ireland, thanks very much for that.
Thank you, Brian.